Continuing in Perek Yud Daled, we're up to Mishnah Zayin. Now we're going to take again two brothers, but instead of two sisters, we're going to take two women who are unrelated. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh ve'Echad Pikeach. We have two brothers, one's a Cheresh, one's a Pikeach. Nesuim l'shtei Nochrios Pikchos. They're married to two women with full mental capabilities, but these two women are not related to each other. Meis cheresh bala pikachas, ma yase pikeach bala pikachas. If the cheresh brother who is married to the pikachas, he dies, so what should his brother, the pikeach, do who's married to a pikachas? Ocholetz or miyabem, says the Mishnah, he can do chalitzo, or he can do yibum. Because again, he, the brother who is still living, is a pikeach. The woman who's falling out in yibum is a pikachas. So chalitza will work, or yibum will work. Meis pikeach, bala pikachas, ma yase cheresh, bala pikachas. What if the brother who died was the pikeach, who is the husband of a pikachas? And then what should the cheresh brother do, who is the husband of a pikachas? Kones ve'eno motzi la'olam. So he should marry her. All he can do is yibum. Again, he cannot do chalitza because he's a cheresh. And he can never divorce her. Because since the woman originally was married, she was a pikachas and her husband was a pikeach, so it was a full de'araisa marriage. So the cheresh will never be able to divorce her because he cannot divorce her at the same strength with which she got married. So she'll be his wife forever. Mishteches. Shnei achim pikchim nesuim l'shtei nochrios. Achas pikachas v'achas chereshes. Now we take a case with two brothers who are both pikchim. Now they're married to two women who are unrelated. One of them is a pikachas and one of them is a chereshes. Meis pikeach bala chereshes, ma yase pikeach bala pikachas. If the brother who died was the pikeach who was married to a chereshes, what should his brother, the pikeach, who's married to a pikachas, do? Kones v'im ratza lahotzi yotzi. Now he has to marry her because even though he's a pikeach, the wife falling out to him is a chareshes, so he cannot do chalitza. If he wants to divorce her, he can divorce her. Since her first marriage was, she was a chareshes being married to a pikeach, was only rabbinic, so now his divorce will certainly be at least at equal strength to her original marriage, and therefore the gerushin, the divorce, will work. Meis pikeach bala pikachas. Ma yase pikeach bala chareshes. If the pikeach, who is the husband of the pikachas, dies, what should the pikeach, who is the remaining brother, do, who is the husband of chareshes? Ocholetz o miyabem. He can do chalitza, or he can do yibum. Again, because he is a pikeach, and the woman falling out to him is a pikachas. So he can do chalitza to her, there's no problem, no one's a cheresh here. Or he could do yibum to her, no problem also. That's the end of Mishnah Ches.